And we have had a lot of problems because of the downloads, because we are serving the files from our server. And as you see here, the previous months, we had less than half the transfer. And it's because our server, previous server, was cutting the traffic. We didn't know the guys were cutting the traffic this much. We changed server and suddenly the traffic multiplied by two. So we actually had to, we changed plan by the 15th of September. And by the end of the month, we had to upgrade the plan because the server was actually serving everything that people were requesting. So as I say, it's very interesting because really Arduino is transforming into a huge web project. So traffic is distributed evenly through the whole day because people are all around the world accessing these files. And unfortunately, as you see, Windows is the winner. Big time, but good news that Firefox is a winner as a browser. Closely followed by, not closely, it's like less than half is Internet Explorer, and then one fifth is Safari. And you see there, Linux keeps on growing really very much. If we could compare from which computers people have been accessing in the last months, you would see how Linux in the beginning was a very small community. Really, really small. I remember the first workshop made for Arduino on Linux was taught by me in 2006. Actually, Yves was there. It was in Barcelona. And people were showing up with seven different flavors of Linux. Java was not open source yet. People were refusing to have Sun Java. And the thing didn't work on GNU Java at all. And some of the OS versions didn't even allow to download Java from Sun easily. So we spent, I don't know, 12 hours in a row with nine people with nine different Linux versions trying to install Java only. It was a total pain in the ass. But now it's changing. It's really changing. And it's obviously thanks to the massive use of Ubuntu and that we are offering the basic flavors for both Debian and Ubuntu and so on. And it's going to take over Mac probably in 2 months more. Though Mac is growing big time as well, so probably also Windows will decrease. And this is the bad news. Oh, well, here you see that the forum is the thing that gives the most work, the most traffic. Besides downloads, is the forum. So a project this size, when you have 50,000 boards out there, gives us a lot of questions. And most of the times are, oh, I just bought the board. How can I turn it on? And I think the key why we have managed to keep the thing going is because we don't say, refer to this forum because somebody else says, oh, it's good. I started 1 month ago. Just plug the cable this way. You know, it's like people always keep getting the same polite answer the whole time. So that's the reason why I think the thing keeps on working fine. And this is the downloads list on Windows. Wins big time. This is 8,000. 8,000 times was the IDE downloaded for Windows. And the reason for this, we believe, is that many universities, they have Windows landscapes. So when they start a class on Monday morning, people just download the IDE the first thing. They start the class, and that just keeps on adding to the list. Usually, Macintosh are owned by individual people, and Linux computers are owned by individual people, so they just download the interface once. But the Windows landscapes are actually boosting up the statistics. Because the software runs without any needed extra libraries in the computer. Everything is one zip folder, you just unzip it and just start working with it. So what we believe is that many universities just like tell the guys, okay, just download the software, it's on the server. It goes pretty quick. They just get it every time they want to use it. So personally, I believe the statistics are lying. They don't really reflect the real amount of users. Okay, but I will just tell, I think I'm over time. I have somebody there with a big gun. So I will just tell you two funny projects so you can go home with a nice flavor in your mouth. It's not fun, but it's a commercial product that is having one Arduino inside. And it's to build up wireless sensor networks. It's called Squidbee, and it's by a company called Ibelium, based in Zaragoza in Spain. And they are selling a whole bunch of this, And their whole approach is that since they're using a piece of open source hardware inside, they show the whole thing. You can buy the thing in parts, but the thing is that they play with, the scale factor. So if you buy the parts from them, you end up paying less money. So they just made these devices for outdoors with different like temperature sensors, infrared cameras, and all sorts of stuff to just build up outdoors wireless Zigbee-based sensor networks. This is a very interesting project made by a PhD student at Berkeley University. This guy was trying to cut down the cost of making a galvanometer that was costing $7,000, and he managed to make it for about $70 or $80 on top of the cost of the Arduino board. So this guy is actually making batteries. I can't tell you this, but I can show you the video. It's actually a secret thing, but he's making batteries of different polymers, and he had to test how the current was flowing through the polymer when the polymer was being heat up and being injected in the shape of the battery. And he needed a very sensitive galvanometer that was costing $7,000. And he could just make his own tool, and now he sells this Arduino shield. But even though, and also the design is online, you can download it and make it yourself, but you can actually just order the parts from him for a couple of hundreds that will save you a lot of time and a lot of money. So it's, again, a viable business model for in small scale for certain things that are very specialized, like this one. So when I said that you shouldn't use it for medical applications, I was basically saying that, yeah, I tell this to my students who have probably most of the times not so much idea on digital technology. Yep. So you will have to do that thing yourself. If you want more, then have a cup of coffee later and I'll tell you some more. So thank you very much. That's it.
There is the workshop. You should announce the
workshop. Oh yeah, there is a workshop. At which time?
3 o'clock.
At 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
At 3 o'clock, I brought 10 boards with me, but if you have your own stuff, you're welcome. So I was looking for 10 people. Usually, if you're sitting couples, it can be 20 people.
So what's happening in the workshop?
I have no idea. Basically, with the practical stuff, download the IDE, check out the board, download a sketch in the board, read the sensor, read something from the physical world into view data, things like this. I mean, we have 2 hours. In 2 hours, with people that know how to program, it goes very quickly. So we can do a lot of stuff.
Yeah. What's that? Oh, it's a difficult there. Okay. Okay. Okay.